of Luke, these words said that Jesus turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the words of the Lord and how he said unto him, "Behold, the cock, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice." Praise God. I'm sure that the look that Jesus had on the face of Peter caused Peter to feel just as bad as he can be, because the Bible tells us in another text that Peter went off and he did what? He started crying. He started weeping. Praise God. But Peter still had some hope because Jesus was still alive. Amen. Let me go ahead and make my case. Praise God. And even after the crucifixion of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. I want you to watch this text. Amen. Mark records in Mark the 15th chapter, verse 31 and 32. He says that as the chief priests and all of the scribes, you know, they were there. They were mocking him. Praise God. They were saying that if he be the Christ, let him come on down from off that cross. Amen. And if he come on down from off that cross, we're going to believe him. Praise God. And you want to know something? I believe Peter, praise God, had the same thought in his mind. Peter saying, "Yeah, God, come on down from off that cross. Praise God. So that you can prove to him just who you are." Praise God. And just who you are. He had that in mind. But when Jesus died, Peter's hope died along with it. Not only did Peter's hope die, but the other disciples also, their hope died. Amen. Because if we were to look in Mark, the 16th chapter, we read that, praise God, after Jesus was crucified.
Yeah.
Amen. We had Mary Magdalene. We had Mary, the mother of James, praise God, and Salome. Praise God. They went to the tomb to do what? They went to anoint his body.
Yeah.
The only thing that was on their mind at that time was what? Praise God. Who in the world is going to roll the stone away?
Yeah.
But praise God, when they got to the grave, the stone had already been moved away. And praise God. And they began to come in there and they began to want to cry because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And the angels.
Yeah.
Praise God, had to remind them, praise God, why in the world are you looking for the living?
Who you looking for?
Among the dead, praise God. Don't you remember what he said? He said that one of these days that he was going to die, and after 3 days, he was going to get up. But praise God, their hope had died because Jesus was dead in the grave.
Yeah.
Amen. But not only that, amen, they forgot the words of those angels.
Yeah.
Who had told them, praise God, he told those women who had come to that grave. He said, "Now I want you to go back and I want you to go tell my disciples that he's not here."
Yeah.
Amen. That he's gotten up. Amen. He said, "Now," and one text says that he tell them, say, "I want you to go tell my disciples and Peter."
Yeah.
Praise God. And they went and told them, and they tell me that they got in a foot race that day.
Yeah.
Tell me Peter and John took off running. Praise God. They were on their way to the grave site. Amen. I'm trying to show you that their hope had died when he was in the ground.
Yeah.
Amen. They ran and they got to the grave site. John outran Peter.
Yeah.
Amen. Peter was just a mouthpiece, but he couldn't run. Praise God. John outran him. But you want to know something about John? When John got to the grave site, the only thing John did was stop.
Yeah.
But the Bible tells us that Peter went on inside. Praise God. It was not until Peter had gone inside that John finally came in on the inside.
Yeah.
And it said that only when he came on the inside, they saw the clothes that was wrapped around him. Praise God. Just as though his body had been lifted out of them. Praise God. They were lying there. And it says that only then did John believe. In other words, John and those other disciples, praise God, their hope had died when Jesus died.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to put some emphasis on that. See, the reason why their hope died, because they looked at Jesus Christ from the wrong perspective. They were looking for a Messiah. They were looking for a king who was going to conquer Rome, praise God, and set up his kingdom right then and there. They didn't realize the kingdom that he was talking about was a kingdom that was going to take place in the future, so that when he died on that cross, praise God, their hope died. Thanks be to God. I said I wasn't going to be long. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be long, because my second point is thank God for revival.
Thank God.
Amen. We had a great revival last week. Thank God for revival. Amen. When I look at the word revive, it means to restore. It means, praise God, to refresh. It means to recall, praise God. It means to return to consciousness and life. Amen. So when Jesus, praise God, got up out of that grave, amen, we see the restoring of hope came back. Amen. If y'all don't mind, let me borrow a phrase from a great brother that y'all all know by the name of Reverend Jesse Jackson. When he was the head of the Rainbow Coalition, praise God, he had a saying that he had, that's coined, that has been made famous, and it talk about keep hope alive. Amen. And Jesus' resurrection and his appearances among the various people kept hope alive. If you don't mind, can I walk y'all through them just for a few of them? And then we're going to get out of here. I know we got to go this evening. Amen. Can I get out of this coat? I feel something coming on here. Amen. You see, if you were to go to Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 1.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
In the air, and the Spirit of the Lord is afresh in his glorious zeal to seek those in need of salvation, to add them to the Lamb's Book of Life. Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, with host pastor Dr. Carl Armstead, presents Spring Revival 2013. This year's theme, Redeeming the Lost Years, taken from Joel 2:25-26. Monday, May 20th through Wednesday, May 22nd at 7 p.m. Guest speaker and evangelist for this awesome soul-winning revival is the Reverend J. Barrington Meeks, Senior Pastor of Gaines Street Baptist Church of Little Rock, Arkansas.
I am amazed at the number of Christians who complain about, who talk about them, who don't understand them,
Reverend,
why they said this about me, why is the devil on my tracks, why something always happened to me. Have you forgotten that you are on a battlefield? Why are you so surprised when the enemy shoots at you? Forgotten that we're on the battlefield. And as a result of us forgetting that we are on a battlefield, there are very few of the Lord's people who are really armed and equipped and ready to wage spiritual warfare.
Come here and see this awesome man of God preach, teach, and reveal God's word on why the Lord Jesus Christ is soon to come. Time is winding up and is at hand because of many troubling events happening in the earth, and why we need to double our efforts to reach out to others and our family. We're looking forward to seeing you there Monday, May 20th through Wednesday, May 22nd at Mount Olive Baptist Church, 808 Anacoco Street, Leesville, Louisiana. Phone 337-239-3933 for additional information.
The Apostle Paul, as we look at our text and as we look at Paul's life, Paul had experienced the death of hope when Jesus Christ was crucified. But that was a renewal of hope in the life of Peter. Praise God, after Jesus had resurrected from the dead. In our text, Peter praises God that he has begotten us again unto a what? Lively hope by the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we look at that one word, again, if we note that word, again, that word means, praise God, that at one time we had some hope. But he now, again, had resurrected that hope that we had. So I'm going to try to make this thing as clear as I can. You give me a couple of minutes, I want to build my case. There are only 2 points I want to bring, And as we look at this text, the very first point I want to bring is that there was a death of hope. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
there was
a death of hope. And I said death, I'm talking about D-E-A-T-H. That means that hope had died for somebody. Amen. And see, hope died for Peter, praise God, when Jesus died upon the cross. Peter being the chief apostle, as you know, that he was the mouthpiece for all of the rest of the disciples, praise God, had
S1. We had some series so far. We've talked about water baptism, which is the first requirement after receiving Jesus as Savior and Lord of our lives prior to being a member of a local church. And we also learned that water baptism doesn't save. It's only a picture of the transaction that is supposed to have taken place on the inside. Is how we identify with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. We also talked about church membership. If there is to be peace and harmony in the church, we must not think too highly of ourselves as we ought to think. Why? Because even though we are many members different from one another, yet we are all one in the body of Christ. There's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. On last week, we talked about consecrated living. This calls for total surrender to the Lord. Amen. Now on to today, we want to talk about putting God first in your life.
Amen.
Look at verse number 33. I'm just going to read that run verse. That says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for those who assemble here today, and we now ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to move freely in our midst. Then we ask that you grant us a fresh anointing of your Spirit, and in that anointing grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the